Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hi, we're Murphy's Law.
We are indeed. And guys, it's really important that you support Joy during this year's Radiothon.
If you love our podcast, head to joy.org.au.
Sign up now. Go on, do it. I dare you.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
You're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
You know when it gets cold, I like to go out for a warm meal.
Well, as do I, Dean. You've tickled my something. Keep your hands to yourself. So my friends and I were going to go out for dinner the other week, and my friend suggested a teppanyaki restaurant. And that's the one how they throw food at you. You know, you sort of like chop things around and you sort of go, you know.
They throw what?
They get the bowl of rice and they throw food at you and you've got to catch it on your head or put the bowl above your head and the guy throw it. For me, that sounds stressful. Like, it's going to be fun. Doesn't that sound stressful?
What if they miss the bowl?
Well, I don't think they do because they're very good, these Japanese chefs.
They're very trained.
They're very good.
They're former Cirque du Soleil performers.
Yeah, but give me a tray and put the bowl in front of me. I don't want to have to catch my food like some sort of circus performer.
No.
I'm not that talented, Dean.
It sounds like hard work.
I'm
hungry. I don't want to have to work for it.
Like a little seal at Seal World. Seal World? Something.
Feed me now.
Mm.
No. I think when you go out for dinner, you want to be relaxed.
Yeah, because what else? Have you ever been to... The Korean barbecue.
So I have been to Korean barbecue and I didn't quite understand that you had to cook it yourself.
Why am I cooking? You cook it.
You cook it. I come to your restaurant.
And everyone's like, oh my God, you get to cook your own food. Stay at home.
Yeah, the other one's like the Chinese, what's it called? It's like a steamboat. Chinese steamboat that comes out with all the raw ingredients.
Oh.
No, I don't want to be doing that.
No. I want you to cook it.
Otherwise, I'd just stay home.
I don't like it.
Joy.
When we were talking earlier on about going out for dinner, you know, you go out for a special night out with friends.
Yep.
You maybe get the menu, you look at the menu, and you expect your food then, once you've chosen, to come to your table already cooked.
Yes, please.
Don't make me cook it myself.
And people do.
What, cook it themselves?
But teppanyaki, they throw stuff at you.
They throw your food at you.
At the barbecue grill places, you get meat and you put it over a grill.
Oh, the Korean barbecue, yeah. The Chinese steamboat, you cook it yourself.
I don't want any of that.
No.
Get out of it.
No, I want the meals to come. But the other thing, you know, like, the other thing I've noticed with the restaurants is not only do we have now these do-it-yourselfers, but you have these really weird restaurants that they don't serve an entree. No, nor do they serve a main. No. They just skip straight to the dessert. The whole restaurant is
fancy desserts. Yeah, I've been to one of them. It was like a girls' night out.
Yeah, a sugar-loaded girls' night out.
I'm not a big girl's sweet tooth. I'm like, this sounds weird. They just had heaps of cocktails and ice cream and dessert. And I'm like, this is weird.
No proteins.
No proteins. Just creams. It was a fancy pants, you know, patisserie or whatever his name is. And I'm like, all right, mate, this is fun, quote unquote. I also hate many things, one of which is when I'm at a restaurant and I sit down and they go, oh, when you're ready, just order at the bar.
Oh, I hate that.
You've come over to me
to tell me to
walk from the bar to the table to go, oh, when you're ready, I'm just going to pop back behind the bar. You come to me and you order. No, come back.
Yes. Now, when you do that, though, do you prefer to be given a number on a white little bit, the number on the metal pole?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you prefer the buzzer?
Oh, I think buzzer makes me feel like I'm at an abattoir and I'm about to get shot.
Yes.
It's very, the thing is, because we're people of luxury, Dean, you more so than I financially, but that's fine. I want to have a nice relaxing, like, you know, wait on me sort of like yes. time. I sit down. They bring the water out, which is a very good sign. Always hydrate your guests. They bring out the menu. They suggest uh-huh. something. You just sit there and you just eat.
That'd
and
give
chat.
You a buzzer. No.
Buzzer.
Or make you order at the counter.
Yeah.
No.
You can't spell a name? Just yell out something. Hey, Dean.
Dean.
Your chicken's ready.
Your palmer's ready. Yeah. Come get your palmer.
Come get your chook.
Number 42. Your palmer's ready.
Yeah.
No.
Just employ more people. Give people jobs.
There's an idea. Jacqueline for Parliament.
Yes.
There you go. The Jack's party.
It is.
Get behind it.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.